The annual edition of The State of Food Insecurity in the World has been released today, with new figures showing positive trends concerning the number of hungry worldwide. Here to elaborate more on those trends is George Rapsomanikis. Mr. Rapsomanikis, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
What are the overall trends being shown in the 2014 publication?
Well, we have made good progress, but we need to do more. Our estimates suggest that the trend in global hunger reduction continues, but still, in 2012-2014, 805 million people were estimated to be hungry. This is one in every nine people. For the last 10 years, more than 100 million people were lifted out of hunger, and more than 200 million since the beginning of the 90s. But the number of hungry is unacceptably high in a world of plenty. These global numbers mask differences across regions and continents. For example, although there is some progress in the fight against hunger in sub-Saharan Africa, one in every four people is still chronically undernourished. Globally, there is enough food for all, but access to it remains a significant challenge.
The report highlights a number of case studies showing how some countries have tackled food insecurity. Could you briefly describe a few of these examples?
We look at countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, and this part is a joint effort by FAO, IFAD, and WFP, both at headquarters and at the field. But the countries we examine are very different. Some have experienced conflict and political instability. Others are prone to natural disaster, like Haiti. And they have different cultural identities. For example, in Bolivia, 64% of the population is made up by indigenous peoples. They're also on different stages of development. Brazil is an emerging economy. Indonesia experiences steady economic growth, but in Malawi, poverty is widespread.
You speak about progress. What are the major drivers of this progress?
In the case studies, we underline the need for an environment that includes all stakeholders and creates incentives for them to work together in designing and implementing policies. And we note success in many of the countries we have examined. Just to give you an example, in Haiti, a presidential initiative, which is called ABA Grand Zoo, includes 21 programs, ranging from social protection, cash transfers, to infrastructure development. And it promotes the participation of civil society and the local government. There is another example in Brazil, the Zero Hunger, involved civil society from the very beginning and also promoted the participation of other stakeholders in the policy process.
What was Zero Hunger exactly? What did it try to establish?
Well, it established a platform for cooperation and coordination, but also adopted a different model, a model when different policy instruments were linked together. For example, school meal programs procure safe and nutritious food from small family farmers, and in this way they provide markets for the farmers, promote investment and productivity, and raise incomes.
What did Malawi do?
Well, in Malawi, there are many challenges, especially on nutrition. Malawi has established high-level political committees to improve nutrition and to coordinate policies. On agriculture, Malawi dedicates about 19% of the national budget, which exceeds the Maputo Declaration threshold of 10%. In Bolivia, policy process includes small family farmers and also indigenous peoples that they were previously marginalized.
The figures you mentioned earlier describing the world's progress, what do these figures tell us about the world's progress towards reaching the Millennium Development Goals?
Well, 63 countries have reached the Millennium Development Goal of halving the proportion of the hungry. Latin America and the Caribbean, they have shown the greatest progress, and hunger has been reduced by nearly two-thirds since the beginning of the 90s. Other regions like sub-Saharan Africa and Western Asia have shown insufficient progress in reaching the target.
What factors might hinder a country's progress?
Well, there is a combination of factors: natural disasters, conflict, political instability, weak institutions, and poor governance. But the Millennium Development Goal is within reach if appropriate measures to improve access to food are stepped up. malnutrition is still a significant problem, even in countries that have reached the MDG in hunger. So there is need for programs to improve access to diverse foods and make diets better.
Going forward, what do governments need to do to improve the state of food security in their countries?
Of course, each country faces different challenges, but what is important is political will. Sustained political commitment at the highest level is crucial. It moves food security and nutrition up to the top of the political agenda. It removes constraints that hinder institutional reform and guarantees the necessary funds. Food insecurity and malnutrition are complex problems, and progress depends on actions by many sectors. So in the report, we emphasize that there is need for institutional and governance mechanisms that promote cooperation and coordination between different ministries in the government, but also the major stakeholders like farmers, civil society. We are within reach to meet the Millennium Development Goal, but we have to do some more work.